Oh, yes, indeed. Welcome back to the Black is 15, sometimes 20, sometimes 25 minute break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. Tonight is another beautiful podcast roundtable. Joining us tonight, Jamila Farwell, Brother T, DJ A Ski, Mike Eagle, Darius Gray, Toria Williams, Malcolm Darrell, Tash Mosley, Leisha Mack, Chris Lehman. And tonight's topic is 40 Acres and a Mule. What would we really do with reparations? Sidebar, would we trick them off if we got them? I want to start the conversation off because I actually checked in with a brother of mine who was a writer for Black Is, William Foster. He is the director of the HBCU Endowment. And one thing that we talked about was how, if we did receive reparations, first off, the idea of giving every Black person a check might not be the best way to do it because we are such spenders, such consumers. But one really good way to strengthen the community would, one, be to put some of the money into the HBCUs, because we are at a point where there's a possible threat of losing them. They're so underfunded. And putting money towards research that's happening in those schools so that they have more of a chance of getting more new students. We're losing a lot of students to the traditional white institutions because of how underfunded these schools are, because they don't get the best of the scholars. And so that would be one good way of spending the money, possibly.
I was going to say, I know they're making a push also to get a lot of Latino students to the HBCUs. Mm-hmm. So if you put the reparation money to that, would we be coming back to us?
Yeah. And he also made a point that, you know, with our current economic situation, actually finding money to create reparations for our community is virtually impossible. So we'd have to create some sort of situation where there were tax breaks and incentives for those that are the wealthiest, like that 2-3%, where they would just basically redistribute that wealth. So
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm apologize in advance. I'm gonna be a little rude about this one.
Okay.
I feel a whole bunch of different ways about this.
This is very, Mike Eagle.
Very emphatically. First of all, the government is in cahoots with the Federal Reserve System. They can make money drop of a hat. They can do what they want to do. They can make $1 billion right now and give it just to us if they wanted to. It wouldn't affect anything else. They could do that. Reparations is deserved, and I say reparations, I mean a check for each and every one of us to do whatever the hell we want with. Right. HBCUs didn't pick cotton. Colleges didn't pick cotton. Colleges weren't taken from Africa and brought over here. Colleges weren't disconnected from every part of culture and civilization that they knew, erased and brought here to deal with whatever is here. Right. Individuals were, families were, our ancestors were. We made this country rich. There's
Don't
no other
me,
country
Mike.
In on this globe, on this globe in the industrial age or preceding it, that had free labor for 500 years. Preach. We made this country rich, and we have nothing to show for it. Money is owed to us. They gave money to Japanese people who are in internment camps.
Yes.
They gave money to other, you know, groups for whatever. We made money for people, and we're given nothing except a change in status from slave to three-fifths of a citizen to a regular citizen that could be a sharecropper. No, we deserve funds. We deserve money. We deserve buying power. We deserve capital to do what we want with. If somebody want to go buy a bucket of chicken with it, buy it.
But that's just it, Mike. That's just it. If they were to give us that kind of money, that buying power, what keeps us at the level where we are and the difference that we have between us and other groups is how we spend our money. I believe we would need to collectively at least come up with some idea to establish wealth within the community. Otherwise, all we're going to do is get money back.
I'm saying no, but look.
It doesn't matter. Look, I mean,
It should matter.
It really doesn't, because it's really about the individual and what the individual chooses to do.
But it's not. It's about a collective community. We're talking about a community
busy defining ourselves by what even the American white people think we're going to do. The people in this room wouldn't go trick it off necessarily.
And it's so not. But even if each and every one of us did, it's just completely unfair to say that I decide for you that the way that you right. want to spend your
no,
money.
I said as a collective, but we would need to make a decision. But as a collective,
I went to an HBCU, and you know what? Howard shouldn't get my money.
I'm not saying give your money to... I'm not saying give your money... Hold on, wait. What? No. Wait. I'm not saying give your money to Howard. I opened this conversation saying what another brother shared with me. So, first of all, don't attack me. I'm the messenger. I'm not done. But my overall point is the money, in order for us to have this money be long lasting in our community, is to come up with some sort of idea again that establishes wealth, businesses, something. Otherwise, to me, the idea of giving everybody checks and everybody's just going to take that money and spend it individually wherever, we're just going to then give the money back. And then it does nothing. So now you've gotten this wealth or this check to do something with, and you've done absolutely nothing with it, but give it back to the people who gave it to you. What does that do to empower the group?
Kim makes a very good point. Yeah, and I do feel where she's coming from. But first of all, let's look at a model of reparations that's already been established in the Native Americans. And it's not a check or a write-off. You know, and that's the end of the story. This is a check that continues to come as long as you exist. You know, and you're right.
Is that the, are you talking about the casinos? Or, I'm sorry.
No. Aside from the casinos. The casinos are two, and the reparations are two different things. They get reparations on a monthly basis.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yes, they do. Regardless of what happens. And so you can sit around, and they do, and drink liquor, and smoke it, and buy prostitutes, and go spend it at the casino, and then have it redistributed right back to you. You know, so they get money from reparations, and they also get a portion of
the net profit. Look at where their culture is right now.
I understand what you're saying.
But they have no choice, though. I mean, their culture was completely... I mean, it was genocide.
Are you making a comparison?
No. What I'm saying is...
There's no comparison. I'm not making a comparison. Basically, we were able to hold up and tow the load, and they weren't. You know, and that's what that boils down
right.
to.
But
and so they get rewarded for it.
It's debatable
so
if we were able to do that, though.
We're still here.
No, they're still and, here, too.
But, and, I'm but we're still here in droves. Yeah, no, you're right. You're
they
absolutely
don't teach
right.
Their kids to
they're color, they're
they would work for them.
They couldn't work for them because their diet was consisted of corn and stuff that you can't even digest and has no nutrients.
They
and so,
do the work.
They yeah, absolutely. They so couldn't. They smarter. Couldn't do the
and
work.
There weren't as many of them.
Well,
we're not getting
like I say.
I know.
Like
I'm
I said,
weird.
What Kim wait. Says makes a very good point, and we could be put right back into the trick bag so that right. where it would be beneficial for the government or the Federal Reserve or any other body to offer us reparations because they know that it would come
right
back to them.
Can I just take a poll really quickly of the people in this room? Because I'm interested to see who actually thinks that that African Americans will ever get reparations.
Nope.
Ever.
I'm
not acknowledging Mike, you think that can happen?
No, that's not.
Anybody
I'm a bang
else?
For it
okay,
for my
that's,
whole
that's,
life.
That's one person. And you're clearly passionate about it, and I respect mm-hmm. that. But I'm like on a realistic level, that's one person out of more than 10, let's say 12 people in this room that actually think that we could get reparations at some point.
No, they don't. Why would they? They don't want to even acknowledge what the fuck happened.
Right.
First
exactly.
off.
Or even apologize
second,
for
or
it.
Or apologize. Second of all, I wouldn't want to give a check to a lot of black people because we just went through Black History Month. There's a lot of us who don't care about our history. Exactly. So you don't give a fuck about who came before you, but you'll take a check for what they went through.
Yeah, but I say, you
don't
get whipped.
I don't agree with that. Exactly. Because it's like, oh, because that comes off the laziness. Well,
that is
you
so
black,
subjective, though,
give
you
me
say.
A job. I don't have to do nothing, but hey, we black. You're going to hook me up, right?
You know what?
That's honestly, I don't like.
But that is really not fair. And I'm someone who doesn't think that we're getting reparations. Hello. But I don't think it's fair. We are being so, you know, heavy-handed here with our judgments to say, you know what? You're not the kind of black person that I think understands the history or has the knowledge, or you come from a family of ignorance, so therefore you don't really deserve this. But you know, because I know my history, because I can cite my great 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 grandmothers and grandfathers that were slaves, and I know their names and I know their struggle, and I watched Roots, you know, then I understand, so I can do something with that money. And it's like, but we are speaking from a very privileged middle class perspective here. There's just
no. But I don't want. I don't. Well, I don't think we're getting it anyway. But now, if now, 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 if
they now, we're not getting it.
But now, my thing is, if they do decide to give it, how are they going to give it? I want it to go to some. I want it to go to the next generation. I don't want the money to come to me personally. I want to uplift the ones who are coming behind us. I don't. The ones that are we're here.
So even
it's not going to change us. It's going to change. Because it's like, yeah, I could use some money. So I can pay this. I'm struggling to pay my house on every damn month.
This is
but it ain't about me.
Wow. And that's why you should have it.
Yeah, but this
because you are here. Because we help make people rich.
But this is
your ancestors did that. They paid it for.
I'm not giving them back.
They paid it forward for you.
And this
they
is,
did
this
that
is
already.
This,
they already earned it. It this, belongs to us.
This is where Chris
we won't get it back if we don't.
This is where Chris and I would disagree, because I would want the money to come to us. I don't think it's a matter of saying who deserves it and who doesn't. Everybody deserves it. But back to my original point, the reason why there needs to be some sort of collective something that is established is because there are those who don't know their history, don't give a fuck, and will spend the money right back. And that matters.
What if somebody put you in that category?
It should matter to the entire community. But that's just it. But that's just it. The fact that we can't even agree on stuff like this is the reason why it couldn't work. We can't even get organized enough to come to an
here's
idea.
What, see, I think like, hold on. You already spoke before. Hold on, 1 second. Hold up. One at a time. One at a time, y'all. I truly believe.
What you think?
I truly believe. Amen. I truly believe that. That everybody here is correct. And let me tell you why everybody's correct. Because what our people endured, I don't care. We deserve property. We deserve presidencies. We deserve chicken. We deserve rims. We can get whatever we want. I don't care. We deserve college scholarships for eternity. We deserve everything. So everybody is right. The problem is, we all think that we know what the answer is. The answer is, one, let's start with an acknowledgement. Right? The acknowledgement of the atrocity, the acknowledgement of the genocide, the acknowledgement of the inhumanity to stack and ship a human being over an Atlantic Ocean. I mean, let's start there, right? Because that, it's sort of like if someone apologizes to you, I mean, what that can do to healing any kind of relationship, right? So I'm like, can we get an apology? Second of all, but the reason why we're not going to get the apology, because when you admit guilt, then you have to move into some other admittance, right? You have to say, well, because of this slavery, well, what kind of America would we have without it? You know, what kind of place would this be? And so,
I think this is complicated. First and foremost, let's bring some type of balance back. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what we're doing. I think this is such a this is Ace Key speaking. I think this is such a. No, I mean, if for those that don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I work in media, so it's like ideas are so important.
Go
so,
ahead, brother.
I think this is such a sensitive topic. Mm-hmm. It is going to take a culmination of different ideas and different strategies in order to come with one common goal in dealing with this. I think ultimately, there should be a board and a panel or collective. No, listen to me. Hear me out, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like a collective to really, because this is something you can't just put a magic wand on and say that's it. First of all, you got to look at the atrocities that happened because of slavery. No one has mentioned rehabilitation. No one has mentioned drug rehabilitation. No one has mentioned alcoholism. No one has mentioned the various things that have affected us because of slavery. Let's invest in those things first.
Or what Mike called post-traumatic slave disorder.
No, I'm saying, listen to me. Hear me out. Land, property. We can be able to get all the chicken, whatever you want. Go to Barbie Coast. I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying? But whatever you plan to do with it, that's your prerogative. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, the whole idea about business is to take $50 and turn it into $500. Real talk, at the end of the day.
Right.
If we're not having that conversation, ain't no conversation worth having.
Right.
And what's interesting is that we're not talking about using any of these resources to really find out who we are. And I wonder, because, I mean, you're talking about where they basically created a whole new culture by stripping us from our land, right? So is anybody interested in finding out where you, why you are, who you are, and what you look like? And
well, I mean, I don't even know how possible that is. How possible is that?
It's pretty possible. Like, if, I mean,
region maybe.
You can only go back so far because so much has been lost in the transition. But, you know, for those who wanted to have the, I think it would be great if we all had the ability to afford researching our roots as far back as we possibly could.
But you know, Brother Mott, you know, we're cool. We're on the same level. But just for the sake of conversation, you know, this whole idea of a panel of a board, you know, this notion that a few people can decide what's that good for work. The masses, it's bull crap, you know. We're black, yes, but I mean every person in this room has a different personality and has a different aura. I don't need Jesse Jackson or some nigga with a perm speaking on my behalf. You know, fuck that. Fuck that bullshit, you know. Give me my money, and if I decide to spend it on chicken, pussy,
why do we keep going back
let
to
me
chicken?
Do it. I'm just telling you, because I like chicken. I do like chicken.
And pussy.
That should be a song.
And,
oh, my God.
You know, but these type of constraints are never placed on anyone else. Absolutely. There are a group of people who went through a Holocaust, you know, and they get reparations, and there are no conditions put on the money that they get.
But look what they did with it. And I'm thinking about for both communities. Wait, though.
That's
it matters.
It does matter, Kim.
Look at both the Jewish community and the Japanese community. Both of them have been able to take whatever money has been given to them, however they decided to, even if it was just me and my family are going to start a business, you and your family are going to start a business. However they did it, they took that money to develop wealth for themselves.
And that's the thing.
Long-standing wealth.
They were given the option. So if Malcolm wanted to start an institution that was ancestral, he could do that. If Leroy wanted to buy some chicken, he could do that. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, buy chicken. Leroy, the only thing they got was breaks on getting the business on interest. They didn't get a physical check. The Indians might get a physical check, but they didn't get
But
a
even out of the
check.
Indians, look at them. Some of them start institutions and some of them consume. And that's okay.
And it's entirely up to the individual what
exactly.
they want to do with
some it. Some of the Jewish people start an institution. Some of them consume. You don't hear about the ones that consume. You hear about the institutions.
Exactly.
The ones that make long-standing wealth. Yeah, because that's... Right. Okay, well,
here's
for
my
me...
Thing.
That's what matters.
My thing
it's
about
inevitable.
And some people
that,
will do that.
Yeah, you're going to have some
that
people.
A number of us would rise to the occasion.
My thing
do right, is a, do what is appropriate.
About black
right.
folks
you know,
and
so,
reparations.
If our whole freedom of choice is about giving wealth and capital,
is
I mean, that's a problem to me. Because I am afraid that more than half of us will spend it on nothing.
You will.
That is my fear. You know what? My opinion might be totally wrong.
You will. But see,
that's
the thing.
That's my fear.
Let's say your opinion is right. You will have enough wealth to build an institution to test your opinion and see if it's right.
Yes, my thing was,
that's
if I knew
what
that was
you will
happen,
have. Right now, it's all conjecture.
No.
We will all get enough money to test each hypothesis at the table.
And probably my
that's
money
what it's
would
all
be,
about.
I would invest in the shit that I know niggas would buy. Why? Because
you'd be a billionaire. And you'd be a very, very rich man for doing that,
Chris.
And that's all good.
Yes. Brother Chris.
You know, and I would like some of the money. I would like to see some of the money go into the black community to making it better than where it is now.
Yeah.
Because I know where I know. Yeah, I know what the reparations are coming
from.
Wait.
Let me ask you this question, Chris.
Wait,
how many representative role models are in are at the forefront of the black community today? How many representative role models are there in terms of how many people would you pick to represent you on a national or international level?
I don't even think we should do that.
I'd even have to. If I had to do that, I'd have to actually look.
No.
Because I'm not going to pick the ones that everybody knows.
That's the point. That's the whole point.
It's more than just one person. You know, Barack Obama.
That's the point that I'm making.
Is he just the representative of everybody?
And so, to make a collective decision on the behalf of so many people is ridiculous.
And Darius, I agree with you.
Because so many people have so many different opinions.
I agree with you.
You know, unfortunately, the negative
outweigh
stereotypes always get thrown to the front where we're concerned. and that's what everybody sees. I do not believe that black people don't read. You can tell me some other bullshit. I don't believe that.
But see,
you know, and the reason why S&Y Bookstore is not open is because they refuse to step into, you know, the 1900s, let alone the 2000s.
They're open. You know? But see, when I said collective, I'm not thinking 20 people make a decision for everybody. I'm thinking there is an idea that is proposed that creates and sustains long-term wealth, and every single black person that receives a check is willing to donate a portion of that check, $50, to this idea because it is something that is long-standing for community.
Kim, I think what you're looking for as far as an empowerment in the black community would happen if, in fact, black people didn't focus on reparations. I have never seen a black person who did not agree that we deserve reparations. That's never really up for debate. But when we funnel our energy into the concept of trying to get something from an oppressor that clearly has no economic or even maybe some might say moral interest in staking a claim and being honest about what went down, it's really a lot of wasted energy, and we keep like churning into butter.
Can I disagree with you?
Well, hold up. And I was going to actually address Brother Mike Eagle because I totally believe that we should have folks on the front line like Mike Eagle who wholeheartedly expect and will fight and will bang for reparations. And when they get them, guess who's going to be in the front of the line being like, yeah, I want my cut too.
That's right.
Me. However, I think the type of energy, the type of, the type of economic unity and galvanizing that you're looking for, where as a community we support each other, we have institutions, we know how to value our dollar, we're not conspicuous consumers, all those things will come about if, in fact, we didn't look for, and I hate to use such a conservative term, like, but a handout in reparations, and it's not a handout. Let me say that.
Yeah, because it can happen. Because
it's not a handout. It's something that we deserve.
Yeah.
But because we are dealing with so many issues of personal value and looking outside of ourselves as a source to validate, you know, what's important, you know, whether or not we have the latest this and that, you know, I think that any black people who put real energy into trying to seek reparations, that energy could be better used in trying to build a community or business together.
What we have now.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Amen. I totally agree.
Revolution, free the mind, heal the body, talking evolution. This that black Elohim Anunnaki rap, that Farrakhan Akeem Olajuwon Gaddafi rap. I dedicate this to my niggas in New Orleans, rocking black and gold stocking caps and flirting.